What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
It's just a good conversation with someone you didn't know you were interested in. I'm Matt Leon, and this is One-on-One, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
I got myself into a situation being around these guys that, you know, I put myself in a great situation choosing Delsey. They've been great coaching staffs, and now they're great friends, and none of it was really work for us. We all think alike and are on the same page, and we have great chemistry, so it's been awesome.
And our guest this week is Tom Maxwell. He is the head wrestling coach at Delsey High School down in South Jersey. Just led the Crusaders to a state title. It's his first year as head coach, long career as an assistant at Delsey. And Tom, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate it.
So we are not that far removed from winning the state title. I know it was new for you as a head coach, but not new for you and not new for the program. How satisfying was this season?
It was very satisfying. One thing that I knew going in is we had a lot of talent coming back. So as a staff, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to get it done. So it was a big relief at the end of the year, along with, you know, obviously being very happy and proud of the kids for achieving it.
And this was the fourth straight state title for the program, right?
Fourth straight, yes.
That's an incredible senior class. Like, talk to me a little bit about that group, and to be able to do that is really remarkable.
Yeah, we just had our banquet like a month ago, and I was talking to them about it, that they've left a legacy that it's almost impossible to beat. I mean, I said the only way you guys could get topped if the teams went undefeated, you know, but it's a great group of kids. There's seven or eight of them. Most of them have wrestled for Delsey since they were 5 years old, and me and Coach Marquise, Sal Marquise, who was the head football coach, we coached all those kids from probably five or six on, all the way up through to high school, because our boys both wrestled for Delsey and the Minis also. So it's a special group, really good kids.
Was that a group like when they're coming in as freshmen where I don't think you say, hey, we could run the table with state titles, but did you look and say, okay, we've got a special class coming through?
I would say that it started with the class that Jared Shoppy was in. I guess that was 3 years ago now. We knew when they were in middle school together. We were like the first team to beat Kingsway in like 8 years in middle school. We rarely lost at all. If we did lose, it was usually to a club team. We traveled all over New Jersey to wrestle teams. We knew then we had a special group. And we talked to them all the time about they were probably going to be the group to break through. We had won a bunch of sectional titles in a row, but couldn't crack that state title. And we won the one against Paramus in 2013 or 14 when my oldest son was a freshman. But then we went on a streak where South Plainfield beat us 4 years in a row. So we talked to them about probably, you know, we think if you guys stick together and do all the right things and put all the time in, you could be the group that breaks that ice and gets us rolling. And they did.
Mentioned this is your first year as head coach. Now, over your career at Delsey, you have coached assistant coach for wrestling for a long time,
yes.
Football for a long time, and you had a pretty long run baseball.
Yes.
All those seasons, like, why was this the right time to pursue becoming a head coach? Kind of talk me about how it all kind of came together.
All right. Well, so the year before that, Coach Sawyer, who I'm really good friends with, coached with for a long time, he decided at the districts that he was going to step down. Kind of surprised us all. We didn't know it was coming. A lot to do with his oldest son wrestling for the program the first time, and he wanted to spend a little bit more time individually with him and not feel guilty about that as a head coach. So after that happened, just from talking to the other coaches and some members of the community that wrestling means a lot to, we just felt like this year it was important for someone who's been in the program for a long time for some continuity and to keep things going in the same direction. And for the kids, you know, because that was a big shock to the kids. Obviously, Coach Sawyer is a great coach. And we wanted to keep everything intact. We have 10 assistant coaches. We wanted to make sure they stayed because they're really the reason we win. So that's kind of how it fell in place. Talked to the AD a lot, our athletic trainer, Kevin Bryles, who was a wrestler for Delsey. And we felt like, you know, at least for this year, I needed to do it just for the stability of the program.
What is the plan going forward, coming off of a state title?
Like I said, we have a lot of young assistants. I'm still up in the air. I mean, head coaching is not something I really ever wanted to do. I mean, I was glad I did it this year. It was a great experience, a different experience. I like kind of being in the shadows, you know what I mean? For wrestling, I'm more of a matchup guy. I scout, I study, stuff like that. So it was a big difference, you know, running practice and all that stuff. We do have some really good young coaches who are interested in being head coaches. So right now I'm just playing it by ear. I'm still the head coach right now. I have the Kurt DeWoody. I don't know if you know who he is, but he came back from Kingsway. He's a Delsey kid, wrestled for me, coached with us for like 3 or 4 years, then got a teaching job at Kingsway. Coached there for 12 years, did a fantastic job. We brought him back this year. He's a phenomenal coach. He's running a lot of stuff right now, summer program. He did the schedule this year. So he's really ready. It'll just be a matter of we'll talk when school starts again and see, you know, when the right time is for him to take over. And then, again, all those other assistants, we're all really tight. So everything's staying intact no matter what. So whether I am the head coach or the assistant coach, nothing's going to change.
You are in a very unique situation. I don't know that I've ever talked to a head coach who has been so, I don't know if hesitant's the word, but just kind of like, well, for this situation, I think I'm the right guy. But past that, it's very, very unusual. Like, do people talk to you about that? Like, how unusual situation is?
A lot of the reporters did. Kind of the same kind of questions I'm getting now about it. They break my stones a little bit because I don't talk very much. So they said they couldn't wait because I had to talk to them after each match. But, yeah, they asked me. Some people know me really well and know that, you know, this is something I'm doing for the program because I love the program and it's meant a lot to me. Others who are on the outside think that I've been waiting to do it for 29 years, which is not true. But like I said, I love the program. I'll do anything for it. It's something I've put a lot of time into. My boys have both wrestled for Delsey. It's very, very important to me. So
you mentioned, you know, becoming the head coach, it was different. Like, what were the things that really you had to get used to? You mentioned like running a practice instead of just kind of doing your thing. Like, overall, was it overwhelming at any point? Or, you know, you've been around for so long and you know the program, you know the school, you know the kids, but there are all those responsibilities that now come to your desk.
I think one of the things overwhelming was getting started, because that was the thing I was worried about the most. Because although me and Greg have worked together for a long time and I consider him a really good friend, he's a technician. He's a machine with technique and everything. And that's not my strong point. My strong point is I'm good at knowing what to teach kids and knowing what they need to do to win, how to develop them, making a plan for that. Again, scouting, matchups during matches, weight classes, that kind of stuff. So I was worried about the technique part. But again, I used my assistants probably a lot more than Greg did, because Greg didn't really need to. You know, Dylan Dobzanski, Division One wrestler, wrestled for Delsey. Robbie Gillard, same thing, Division One wrestler, wrestled for Delsey. Kurt has great technique. He's learned a lot over there at Kingsway with Brandon Becker and Mike Berickian. He's very solid on his technique. Coach Isle still comes in the room all the time. So I used all those guys constantly. And we designed practice together, and then we ended up having a great result. And kids worked hard, and practice room was a great atmosphere. So, and Greg was back in the room. So that was also awesome. So,
how different was match day as head coach as opposed to an assistant?
I think the biggest thing for me is I gave a lot of recommendations to Greg, and Greg had to make that decision. Now that was, I had to make the final decision on everything. So that I put a little bit more pressure on myself with that, and that was a little bit more nerve-wracking. But again, our kids performed so well at a lot of matches. The matchups and stuff were taken out of my hands because we wrestled so well. So that was one thing, you know, that was a lot different. I've always been pretty active with our parents because I coached all these kids when they were young. But it's a little different at the high school level when you're dealing with, you know, cutting weight and matchups, bumping kids out of lineup or wrestle-offs. Like, that stuff was a lot different and a lot more, you know, hands-on, a lot more pressure on that stuff. So,
yeah, to that point, because one of the things I think when you move up, well, there are two things. You said it. It's recommendations as opposed to decisions.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, the relationship with the kids, because a lot of times the dynamic is different when you're an assistant as it is with the head coach. As someone who bleeds the program, like you said, know these kids forever. Was that hard, the relationship with the kids? Did you feel like it changed a lot, and was it difficult to adjust to that?
It definitely changed some, because, like, again, as an assistant, you have the ability to, you know, to go around and roll around with the kids and get a little bit more closer with them. And I don't roll around that much anymore, but as a head coach, you know, you're always worried about the whole practice and everything that's going on in there, and making sure everything is going smooth, and making sure your assistants are you're using them enough, and they're getting the job done. So from that aspect, yeah, looking at the whole picture, it was different. So, and you're more of the disciplinarian now, and you have to be in charge of all that stuff, whereas an assistant, you don't have to worry about that.
So growing up, let's go to your backstory now. What sports were you wrestling? I think football. Yeah. Like, what else did you play?
I was raised in a sports family, so I played everything. I mean, I even took tennis lessons when I was young. The only thing I didn't play when I was young was golf, which I wish I would have. But played soccer, football, wrestling, basketball, tennis, anything my dad could get us into, we got into.
Did you have a favorite growing up, or was it whatever was in season or whatever was going on?
I mean, I really liked all of them, but I was in love with football. Football was my, you know, if you would have asked me when I was younger, I was going to be a pro football player.
But, playing the line, I assume?
I actually played safety in quarterback. Okay. Yeah, I've gotten a lot bigger since then.
Well, a lot of times with the wrestling, there's a symmetry with like offensive line play.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
With wrestling.
Absolutely.
And success at both. Now, you went, it was Trenton State College when you went, but at TCNJ now, right?
I went to Austin Peay, State University in Tennessee for 2 years. Played there for two, and then I transferred back to Trenton State.
Did you enjoy the experience at Austin Peay, or was it just?
Loved it. I was unfortunate to have 3 different coaches in 2.5 years. Or 2 years, and the third coach who came in brought in a lot of JUCOs, and I could see the writing on the wall. So, you know, I said I wasn't going to stay 16 hours from home and, you know, not be involved. So decided to make the move. Plus, at that point, I decided I was going to get into teaching, and Austin Peay did not have education. So it was kind of that. I was contemplating going to Rutgers with my brother at the time. My best friend, who actually coaches at Delsey with me now, Ron Flame, he was at Trenton, and we just got to talk, and I said, you know what, I kind of just want to take a step back and really enjoy football again and, you know, play on my terms. And so I went to Trenton State, had a great time.
Just football? Were you wrestling at all?
No, just football. No, I never considered wrestling in college. I loved wrestling, but you have to be a special person to wrestle in college. You really do.
So what are some of your favorite football memories from your playing days?
From high school or?
High school and college.
Well, high school, I played for Coach Chuck Donahue, who's a legend. The whole high school experience was unbelievable.
And you went to high school in South Jersey, right?
I went to Buna.
Buna,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we won the sectional title in 1988. We went undefeated. That team was special. It was an unbelievable time playing for him. My dad was a coach on that staff, too. Coach Donahue, before I got to high school, he was not there until my brother's freshman year. George is a year older than me. And Buna was not a good place then. It had a bad reputation as not only a school and sports, just so we weren't even going to go there. We grew up in the Oakcrest area. We were going to go to Oakcrest. And my dad knew Coach Donahue from college. They played together at Rowan or Glassboro State. And he wanted to give him a chance because he had such a great reputation. So my brother went there as a freshman. We fell in love with him. He has the ability to change the entire culture of a school. So in the years he was there, Buna went from a place that was less than desirable to an unbelievable atmosphere. All the sports got good. All the coaching staffs were great. So I had an unbelievable experience at Buna, and playing for Coach Donahue, like, it's hard to explain. There's not a kid on a team, whether you were fourth string or first string, who wouldn't run through a wall for him. He made everyone feel important. He was an unbelievable coach and motivator. You know, between him and my dad, that's kind of why I wanted to get into coaching.
When, during your high school years, do you start to think that college football is a possibility? When does it go from a, I would really like to do this, too, I think I'm going to be able to do this?
I think playing for Coach Donahue and then getting into my sophomore year and starting varsity and playing with some unbelievable players who got a lot of college recognition and ended up getting scholarships, I realized that there was going to be an opportunity at Buna because Coach Donahue was so well respected. There was constantly colleges at our practice. And, you know, I was a pretty good player, and I played with some great, like, that team that went undefeated, there was 8 seniors who played college football, and there was 8 kids in my class who played college football. So it was a big thing. Like, we all wanted to play and all thought we had a chance to play. And Coach Donahue made us believe we did. So,
and you talked about wanting to be a teacher, and I guess you pursue that at Trenton State.
Yeah.
So you graduate college. What's the door to coaching / teaching?
Okay, so my senior year of college, Coach Sal Marquez, who actually coached me at Buna. He was a coach in my team my junior year and senior year, and he coached there afterwards as an assistant. He actually called me while I was still at Trenton the spring of my senior year, and he knew I was getting into teaching and wanted to coach. He told me they were going to have a special education opening at Delsey, and he wanted me to coach with them, so he'd like me to apply. So I applied there along with a lot of other places. At that time, special education was pretty new, so it was a pretty hot job, and you could if I applied somewhere, I was getting an interview because they needed them. So I ended up applying at Mainland, Lenape, Buna, and Delsey, and got all four jobs, and then chose Delsey.
Any thoughts of Buna? Like, I mean, to go back to your alma mater?
Sure. I mean, there was thoughts of all the places. I mean, Lenape's a big school, a lot of talent there, a lot of ability. Mainland obviously has a great tradition. Buna, because my dad and Coach Donahue were there, and then Delsey. I think the reason I chose Delsey is because Sal was a younger coach. I knew him pretty well. He was a great coach when he was at Buna. I wanted to be part of something, you know, new. And I just thought, you know, I didn't know when my dad and Coach Donahue were going to retire and all that stuff. So I was kind of shied away from them being an older staff, stuff like that. And I mean, it was a great decision. I look back on it now and I'm just like, wow, I really made a good decision here.
Early in your career, when you're young and ready to take on the world, did you have thoughts of eventually being a head coach in those early years?
No, not really, because first, again, once I took the job at Delsey and I got there, you had Sal Marques as the head football coach, who was young and obviously an unbelievable coach. Coach Steve Isles was the wrestling coach, legend, one of the state's best coaches ever. I just loved working with those guys. I didn't really ever think about being a head coach. And I saw what they did and how much time they had to put in and what they went through with parents and all the decision making. I was like, you know what? I love the sports. I love being around the kids. I like being with the kids and helping them. So I was pretty content with being an assistant.
And what's the timeline? Are you football wrestling coach right away, assistant?
Right away, yes.
And then
yes.
Is baseball right away, or does baseball come down the line?
Baseball was probably like 3 or 4 years after that.
So when you're doing all three, what is the routine? Because, I mean, one season rolls right into the next, maybe
yeah.
a little break in February, depending upon how the season goes. Like, was it a lot, or did it just become part of, you know, how you approached it?
The transition's tough. So, like, for example, football-wise, we were in the playoffs almost every year, or you're in a sectional final. So you go from, you know, the peak of that season where you're a fine-tuned machine and you guys are rolling. And then next thing you know, you're in preseason wrestling, you know, where you're trying to get kids in shape and you're getting back into it. And it's that 2 to 3 week of just practice and no competition. So that's a tough transition just to get your mind into that sport after being at a high level in the other sport. So that was the hardest. When I was young, like the actual break between never bothered me. As I got older, I needed to take a little bit of time between. So we were usually crossing over because football would cross right over to wrestling. If you were in the sectional finals, I'd actually miss a week. And then same thing with wrestling. When the wrestling states, the first week of baseball was the same. So I would miss the first week, and I couldn't take time off. I just have to roll right into it. But again, when I was young, that didn't bother me. The transition of getting into preseason was the hardest thing.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Tom Maxwell in just a few moments. But right now, I want to remind you that One-on-One with Matt Leon is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Summer's here, and it is time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure or take a sporty sedan for a spin, all while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HRV during the Honda Summer Event. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. Delaware Valley Honda dealers, they are the KYW studio naming rights partner. They are a great partner in everything here at KYW News Radio. Really appreciate and enjoy working with them. And now on One-on-One with Matt Leon, let's get back to our conversation with Tom Maxwell, head wrestling coach at Delsey Regional High School.
Did coaching immediately take to you right away? Like, once you started, you were, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be, and this is going to be my life's work?
Definitely right away, yeah. Coaching is kind of why I got into teaching. Like, I knew I wanted to coach, and it was very rewarding. Again, at Delsey, we've built some very good coaching staffs that were, like, I'm great friends with all of them. I think we had something special there in football and wrestling and baseball. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed being around those guys, and we had a great time, and we worked our butts off. So, yeah, it was definitely something that I took to right away.
What were some of the big lessons you had to learn to be a good coach early on, in wrestling specifically?
For wrestling to be a good coach, like, just seeing how a high-level practice is run. And I was, again, very fortunate to coach with Coach Steve Isles, who, again, I don't know if there's anyone around anywhere that knows as much technique as he does. It's crazy how much he knows, even to this day. He's a technical coach. Like, he is constantly showing moves and fixing little, tweaking little techniques and doing that stuff. So I learned a lot of technique from him and his structure with practice, like how he ran hard days, how he ran the days before the matches, how he tapered down at the end of the year. Just that whole overall, how do you run a successful program with, you have to have high level practices, you have to have accountability, you have to have discipline, and then how you taper and all that stuff. And then Greg is a lot different than Mr. Isles, but again, one of the state's best coaches. Greg is a very physical wrestler and coach. Like, he wants his kids to be physical, and he hammers home certain techniques that are, you know, his style. And more of a grinder at practice. I think Coach Isles was a technician. So they were different in that way, but still, like, you know, they were really close also. Greg was actually a sophomore my first year. So he was my wrestler. I wrestled him every day for three straight years. So that's how me and him got real close.
When you were in the run of doing all three sports, did you approach the different sports differently, or did you have the same mindset for all of them, or did they require each kind of require your own unique take on how to approach the kids and the dynamic of that group?
I think overall philosophy is the same as far as what we developed at Delcy. You know, just that we want to be hard-nosed, hard-working, disciplined. That's our style here at every sport. But obviously there's a big difference between football and wrestling. Wrestling, you have the ability to get, like, super close to kids because you're battling with them, especially when you're young. When I was young, like, I wrestled every day. That was my job. I had to wrestle the upper weights every day and help them with their technique and battle them live and all that stuff. You know, where football, you got to teach the techniques. You have to make sure they're working hard. You got to make sure they're in the right place and doing the right things, you know, wouldn't if you're talking about coverage or blocking schemes or whatever. So they're different in that aspect, but our overall approach is the same.
When you were wrestling the kids you talk about, was there a moment when you realized you were too old to do this anymore? Like, is there something that stood out that you were able to maybe bounce back from, and then one day you were just kind of looking up at the lights and going, I don't know?
Well, actually, I hurt my neck pretty young there. I herniated a disc in my neck, and I didn't get it fixed. So that would bother me here and there. Like, I'd get the numbness down my left arm and shooting pains, and it would sideline me for a little bit. But when you're young, like, I was probably like 26 or 27 when that happened. I just kept wrestling. But when Brian Dobzhansky was in high school, I'm sure you remember who he is. I mean, he's a physical specimen. And I wrestled him every day his junior year, every day his sophomore year. His senior year, about midway through the year, we got into a scramble, and I hit my head on the mat and shot the pains and went down my arm again. I was just like, you know what? I'm 40-something years old now. I don't think I should be wrestling Brian anymore. You know what I mean? So I backed off of wrestling, like, those real high-level big kids and just rolled around with some of the little kids at that time. But that was kind of when I started, probably 2015, started peeling back.
So you won the state title this year, and you were part of multiple state titles as an assistant.
Yeah.
Does that success hit differently when you're an assistant as opposed to when you're the guy?
You know, it's hard to say because, again, the coaching staff we have in wrestling right now is made up of, like, almost all ex-Delcy wrestlers or guys that have coached so long at Delcy that we're so tight that it's just for all of us, you know what I mean? So there's obviously it's an amazing feeling, and it's hard to explain. I this year for me, I was super proud of the kids because they wrestled so well. I was very happy I was able to get the job done. It was a relief to me because I knew what we had coming back. So I enjoyed it tremendously, immensely. But I was relieved more as a head coach than I was as an assistant. I was, you know, just super pumped. But as a head coach, I was more relieved than anything else. I mean, obviously, like, when you look back on it, I'm thrilled. I'm happy as can be. I'm glad I did it. I love those kids. It's just I knew if we didn't win it, it was win that or bust for that season because of what we had back. I mean, everyone knew we had eight state wrestlers back. So there's a lot of expectations.
Aside from it being your year as a head coach, when you're in a situation like that where this group has won the state title, how much of the work is physical and how much of it is mental, keeping them sharp, not letting them take things for granted? I mean, obviously it's a special group, they are also human. Mm-hmm. And was most of your work just keeping them on point and fresh and sharp, or was it, you know, the physical part?
I think in the beginning of the year, it's always physical because they have to be – the difference between, like, fall wrestling and high school wrestling as far as conditioning is big. So getting them ready to wrestle, and we, you know, our schedule, one of the things we've always prided ourselves on is our schedule is really tough. And we come out of the gates hard. You know, we go to Southern Tournament, which is always really tough, but then we always go into a big one like the Sam Cowley. This year we did Beast of the East too. So our kids got to be ready right away. So it's really physical in the beginning. And then once we get into dual meet season and we start focusing on team, it's more mental, like you just said, especially when you have a group back that has had so much success. You got to constantly preach, you know, you're not the hunter no more. You're being hunted. Everyone has, you know, you're the target for everybody. We have to maintain our intensity, our focus, you know, and they did a great job with it. Usually we have one or two matches during a year. And I learned this from Greg, where you can see that they think they're great, you know what I mean? Or think they're better than they are. And you can, with the Delsey kids, you can really use that to get them refocused. Like this year for us, it was Washington Township. We beat them by like 20. But we should have beat them by a lot more. We did not wrestle. They out-wrestled us that day. They did. Their team out-wrestled us. And we were very unhappy with it. And we let them know about it. And we did some things at practice to get things going again, like some more intensity and fired up and stuff like that. And practice through a couple of dual meets where, like, usually we would taper down before a meet. We went right through them just to send that message back. And they responded great. I think the other years it was always like St. Augustine, or we had one year it was Kingsway. We got upset by. They've always helped us refocus. So that's been a big thing for us. We've always had that match or two where, okay, you guys aren't unbeatable. You see that. You got out-wrestled, or, you know. So we've always used that to refocus, and that's really helped.
You've pointed out, obviously, your own career, but you've talked about the coaching staff, and they've been around, and a lot of more former Delsey wrestlers. What is it about – I think this is, you know, a couple sports at Delsey, but specifically wrestling. What is it about the program, do you think, that just leads to people – wanting to stay a part of it, be with it? I mean, obviously success, having success, everybody wants to be around success, but there are a lot of places that are successful that have turnover. It doesn't seem like you guys do. What do you think it is?
I just, again, it goes back to relationships with kids. Before we even had the 10 coaches, when it was me, Coach Sawyer, Coach DeJoseph, Angelo DeJoseph, another great coach. We had only had three or four back then, but we had very strong relationship with all our kids. So they had great experiences at Delsey. And even the kids who were, you know, 500 or below that had a major part in our seasons, we've stayed really close with them. And we still all talk to them all the time. So when a kid would graduate from college and was going to be a teacher or had a job where they were able to coach because it got done in time, you know, we jumped right on them and they got back in the room. Once they started wrestling some of these kids and developed that relationship, they just loved it. So it's just like it's tight-knit. It's a community that wrestling is very important to. A lot of those guys, like, they grew up and that's all they did was wrestle. So they're giving back. You know what I mean? We have guys besides those, and we have volunteers that come, like Frank Borelli. He's been unbelievable for us, and he's just giving back. He works for the government, but he shows up every day. He works with the lightweights. They're like this with them. They're super tight. They're just giving back to the program. And like I said, we're all still – very tight. Coach Isles, Coach Sawyer, Coach DeJoseph, myself, we were very good at developing very solid relationships with those kids so that they want to come back. And, you know, after they graduate, become friends with them. And then, you know, now we're all coaching together. It's been great. And our mini program right now is the best it's ever been. They had over 250 kids wrestling last year. So it's really taken off in the town right now.
And that is something I think that a lot of people maybe don't appreciate, how important having that youth feeder program right into the school is, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And again, we got like the Fedeco brothers who wrestle for Delsey. They're both Luke was a 2-time state place winner. Jake was a great wrestler. A kid named Josh Owens who wrestled for us. Former head coaches Mike Cohn at Shallock and Bobby Barber at Millville. They live in town now. They're coaching down there. We have like 10 or 11 high school level coaches running our mini program. So it's been really good right now.
I think I saw, and I don't know if this is, you've spent about 73 seasons coaching at Delsey. When you, not 73 years, obviously, but all the different seasons. Yeah. Like, is that amazing to you? That's a lot of coaching.
Yeah. When I look back at it, you know, it's a lot. But again, as we talked about before, I mean, that's what I wanted to do. You know, and again, I got myself into a situation being around these guys that, you know, I put myself in a great situation choosing Delsey. They've been great coaching staffs, and now they're great friends. And none of it was really work for us. We all think alike and are on the same page, and we have great chemistry. So it's been awesome.
Does being a coach make you a better teacher, and does being a teacher make you a better coach? Do they complement each other?
Definitely. I think coaching has helped me teach unbelievably. Like I, you know, when I teach my math to those kids, I'm basically coaching, you know what I mean? Breaking things down like I would as a coach, delivering it like I would as a coach. I think it's really helped.
I talked to you about if you approached when you were doing all three, the different sports differently. Do you have to approach as someone who's never wrestled?
Yeah.
The weight classes differently? Like, is coaching a heavyweight different than coaching someone at the lighter weights? And if so, how?
I think it's completely different. That's why, like, again, one of the reasons we're excelling now is we have coaches for every, like, weight group. Like, we have CJ Delia, who's coached with us for, like, 20 years. He just does our heavyweights. And he's done a great job. But to me, like, you know, those lower weights are going to be matches where everyone's technically good. There's no bad lower weights in New Jersey. Everyone's technically good. Everyone's scoring points. You have to be way better technically, I think, to wrestle, you know, match in and match out at the lower weights. Then, you know, it starts in the middle weights. You start getting into that. All right. Strength plays a big part with technique and all that stuff. And then obviously the upper weights, we love football players in the upper weights. If you're not strong in the upper weights in New Jersey, you're in trouble. I mean, these kids are physical specimens. But wrestling in the upper weights, you have to take calculated risk. Because when you go under somebody that's 220 pounds or a heavyweight or a 190-pound kid, you've got to make sure you're getting in there good, because you're going to get squashed and they'll score on you. So it's a different style for sure.
Do you feel like over your career, have the kids changed?
For the Delsey kids, probably not much. And I think one of the reasons is that is the continuity between the mini program and the high school. Like, again, Coach DeJoseph, myself, Coach Marquez, we've coached the mini program. My oldest son is 25. I coached the mini program from when he was 5 through high school. And then my youngest son's 20. So same thing with him. And Sal was down there and Angelo was down there with me the whole time. So they've gotten a high school approach all their years. So they had no choice but to be tough and be grinders and stuff like that. So that hasn't really changed much for us.
Coaching your children, obviously rewarding,
mm-hmm.
challenging. But right. Was it challenging to find where dad ends and where coach begins?
I think I'm going to coach them in every sport. Wrestling is by far the hardest one to coach, in my opinion, your son. And just because, again, it's just a different, you know, it's so much closer. And it's very, for me, it was hard, especially with my oldest son, to turn that off. So I was very hard on him when he wrestled. And He's a grinder. He ended up having a great career at Delsey in wrestling and football. Not the most athletically gifted kid, so I felt like I always had to be on him about doing everything right, because that's how you're going to beat kids that are more athletic than you. And it took a toll on us for a while. You know what I mean? It was hard because, like you said, you know, it's just you're always right in each other's face. Whereas in football, he played line, and I coached secondary and quarterbacks and running backs. I never even saw him at practice. You know, even though I was coaching his teams, I never was coaching him. My youngest played quarterback and secondary, so I had to coach him in both. But wrestling is the one that can get you. Like, I got more nervous for their matches than I ever did wrestling myself. It's like, it's a feeling I can't even explain. You get sick to your stomach before they go on the mat. And I've talked to a lot of coaches who are coaching their kids now, and they feel the same way.
What is your favorite part of the job, given everything we've talked about the last 35 minutes?
Definitely the relationship with the kids. Like I said, I still talk to, man, I can't tell you how many wrestlers and football players and baseball players I still keep in touch with, either on social media or texting, or just, you know, they're all friends now. The relationships I've made with those guys and the coaching staff, that's by far my favorite part.
Tom Maxwell, thanks so much for coming in. This was great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that will do it for this week's episode of One-on-One with Matt Leon, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Delsey Regional High School head wrestling coach Tom Maxwell for coming in studio and being our guest this week. Now, if you like this show and you listen on Apple Podcasts, do us a favor, leave us a rating and a review. You can follow the show on X at One-on-One Pod. You can follow me there as well at MattLeon1060. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to check us out again next time when we bring you another conversation with someone you should know more about.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.